Warhammer of ISBGN, USC 2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Aspern from ForbiddenNinja.com.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. It is Oswald right here with you on Urban Radio, courtesy of TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I'm sort of making up the show here today as we go along. I actually just woke up from a slumber, so give me a few minutes to get things prepared. We'll be right back and we'll kick off the show. It's Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN. And once again, welcome to Urban Radio. It is Oswald with you once again on a Friday. That's it. The last day of January is we look forward to February and new and big things from Silicon Ice Development as we are done with the 2.6 Alpha. And it has been about 2 weeks since we did our last show. My computers exploded last week, so I was not able to get on the air and try to bring everybody up to date on where we stood with 2.6 Alpha, what the community thought of it. Overall, we seem to have gotten very good feedback. Of course, there are always negative comments. People who thought the previous version was better than the most recently released version. But, you know, that software development, it's going to happen. And right now we are pleased with where we are in the development phase. We'll talk about a little bit more about that later. See, I told you, I just woke up. My tongue is not ready to do its thing here. We do have an Urban Radio server up here sort of at the last minute. We're going to try to get Clan Pitt on board, and they were going to host the Urban Radio server of the week. It was a Follow the Leader server. Unfortunately, I can't find Barbecue as he's not around. So we're going to use the old reliable standby here. We're going to use the SID server. You can connect to it at 64.180.91.204. It is the HOH SID Urban Radio server. You can hop on that now. We are playing Team Survivor, and we are in the map UT Twin Lakes. The IP, once again, 64.180.91.204. As I said, Twin Lakes is up. See, you can hear it in the background. There's a little heavy breathing. Actually, we finally were able to shoutcast that map yesterday in a clan-based match, actually 2 days ago. Very cool map. We'll run down that action. We'll run down the playoff action that's coming up in the Stronger Than All League. Cal's looking for a new admin. We'll talk about that. Check out some of the information on the forums and get into all that is Urban Terror. So we got a good show coming up. So stick with me, and I'll try to get things underway here. We're going to step away. When we come back, we will get into a little discussion about the clans and clan base and Stronger Than All. It's Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Mungo Zen, here to fill a 30-second time slot with useless information that you already knew, such as, you're listening to Urban Radio. Your host is Oswald. You're going to hear some stuff about the Urban Terror community and the clans and the leagues and maybe some music. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and maybe if you're lucky, Oswald will sing. Have a good day. Enjoy the show.
TSN News Desk. More people with internet access listen to the Team Sportscast Network than those who don't have internet access. If you are listening to us with your internet access, thank you for listening. The number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right, it is TSN for all your online gaming needs. We have whatever you need. We have Warcraft 3, Quake 3, Soldier of Fortune, Counter-Strike. You know, I can't remember the other ones. Unreal Tournament 2. We have basically anything you play right here on TSN. And if we don't, you know what? We will give it a shot and try to shoutcast it. So if you have something you want shoutcasted, feel free to drop by the website, tsncentral.com, and click on Request a Shoutcast. We've been asked to shoutcast some different things before. Personally, I was asked by Foomla to shoutcast Pro Ball, believe it or not. I guess they had a final match over on one of the Barry World's ladders. And Foomla wanted me to cast Pro Ball. But unfortunately, that didn't go off because spec mode in that is just awful. So, of course, I gave the code to Poxel, and he's working on it. So who knows? Maybe we will find a Pro Ball match here sometime very shortly on TSN. With that said, we are back. It is Oswald. got to run this small little experience I had yesterday by. It happened right outside my window, which is in front of me here. It opens up into a parking lot, and we had a little real-life urban terror going on, believe it or not. So I'm sitting here. I don't know what time it was, 3:30 maybe, 4 o'clock. School's letting it, you know, kids are walking by like they always do, being loud and obnoxious like they always are. And I hear this sound, this comment, get your hands up. You know, I'm not thinking anything of it, right? So I really ignore it. So I go downstairs to get my shoes and leave, and I look out into the parking lot, and here's like three police cars, three sheriff cars, guns drawn, and I can't see what they're pointing at. I'm going, oh, whoa, look at this. So I stand out there for a little bit, and basically, you know, it's nothing's going on. I mean, you got two guys behind a car with their guns pointed at another car. Oh, cool. So, you know, the sheriff's yelling at him, get your mother beep hands on the wheel. Get him where I can see him. I don't want to shoot you. And I'm going, oh, yeah, this could get good. So we stand out there for about 10 minutes, and they finally get the driver to get out of the car and back out of the car. And, of course, they go over there, bum rush him, and drop his ass on the ground. Kind of cool to watch. So I said, okay, enough of that. They got one guy out. The other guy's going to come out, no problem. So I start walking away. And on the other side of this parking lot, it's a four-way intersection. So dude comes driving his sheriff car up, right? He parks right in the middle, gets out with a shotgun, cocks the bad boy, starts running over there. I said, oh, yeah, urban terror at its finest. Never thought it would happen right outside my window, but it did. So that got me kind of excited. The only other thing getting me excited these days has been the development, has been finally the release of 2.6 Alpha. That happened a couple weeks ago. As you know, I was going to try to do a cast last week to bring everybody up to date. Unfortunately, that did not go over very well. I had a major server crash and basically lost everything I had on my server. But now we are back, and it's been a couple of weeks since that release. As I'm just pulling stuff up here on the website. It was released the 17th of January. We sort of just dropped it on the community that morning. It was something that we had planned on doing. We didn't really want to make a big production out of it. We were able to get quite a few good, solid FTPs. They helped us out. And, of course, once released, the comments began rolling in. People happy with it, people not happy with it, people wanting to know why we nerfed the shotgun. You know, pretty typical stuff that we had seen how many releases previous to this. People not liking the changes on the SR8, which, you know, I guess depending on what school of thought you come from, what school of gameplay you come from, then it could have been a big change. If you were used to something and you get the new version, and it's like, man, Sid really screwed up my weapon. Well, you know what? This was the biggest, the most tested version of Urban Terror yet. I believe Blade Killer is drawing from a pool of over 100 gamers. So chances are, if you were on the forums and you might have had a chance, or excuse me, if you were in IRC, pound Urban Terror and enter the game, then chances are you would have had a shot at testing it. We won't lie, we did allow quite a few clans to test the version. Some of the bigger name clans, not only in North America, but in Europe. So we got very good feedback from them, and most every one of them were very proactive, unlike trying to get together the smaller group we had. I believe we had about 30 gamers previously, and, you know, trying to get everybody on the same page at the same time, it was just very difficult. But now, having a nice little pool to draw from, I do believe that the testing not only is going to go quicker for the upcoming patches, but it's going to be more thorough, and I think you guys will really see a difference in the quality that is turned out by us, with the help of your peers who are helping us test it. Some of the changes, as we said, we did fix the voting. The black screens were fixed. The disappearing flag on the flag holder and the lagout disconnection has been corrected. And we also got one of the nasty server bugs fixed. I know most of this is not new any longer. There were some changes to it. We played around. We tweaked some of the network settings. Once again, the snaps and the max packets. We made the minimum rate now 2,500 and the max rate 25,000. That was a problem that was causing some issues previously. That was actually our mistake. One extra zero in there didn't do much good. And then, of course, there were the weapon changes. My God, how many weapon changes were there? Well, basically, everything was changed with the exception of the UMP-45 and the Desert Eagle. Everything else got some sort of a tweak to it, be it a lower damage, a lower spread, maybe the movement penalty was reduced or increased. A weapon like the PSG-1, the damage was increased. We actually took out the vital hits, apart from the head, you know, the heart, the lungs, the kidney, the gallbladder, right. But some of those were changed. We did slow down the firing rate of some of the weapons. Like I said, the SPAS 12, the damage was almost reduced in half. Many people feel that we nerfed the SPAS 12 once again, like it was back in 2.4, I believe it was. 2.5 was actually pretty decent, I believe. Getting old, I can't remember all the way back now. But as noted in the readme.txt file, there is more to come on the SPAS 12. Part of that being damage drop-off over distance, and that is something that is really needed, especially for the shotgun. Some of the other weapons, like the autos and the machine guns, it'll be in for those weapons, but it really won't be as pertinent as it is with the SPAS 12, seeing as the farther you get away with the shotgun, the less damage it is going to do. Especially when you try to translate that from real life into a first-person shooter like we're doing here with Urban Terror. Not the easiest thing to do, as you guys have seen. Many support those changes, and, you know, we're glad they do. Many want to see more changes, and, of course, the suggestions keep on rolling in. There's always issues, and I'm looking through the 2.6 Alpha Forum right now at some of the comments that were made. People still talking about bugs that have been around since the beginning of development virtually. Some of them have gone away. For example, there are still minor hit detection problems. We won't hide that. We are well aware of it. And, you know, what else can we say about it? I think people have really, now that they've given it some time, it's been a couple of weeks now, it's been about 2 weeks since the release, given it a bit of time that they are now a bit more comfortable with the changes in 2.6. That's not to say there is not still more to come, because there is. And we'll get to those here very shortly. Remember, we do have the Urban Radio server up if you want to play a little Urban Terror. Here in the background there. If you want to play a little Urban Terror while we go through the show here, you can. IP address 64.180.91.204. Or you can look for the HOH SID Urban Radio server in the all-seeing eye. That does work, as always. We are on, it looks like 3-on-3 right now, so everybody get in there. I see some of the usual people hanging out in there. I see DJ DeCanis. Who else is there? Murd from URT Zone. Of course, AI West is in there. Yale from SA and Drew Bode from Plant CP. So get in there right now. Get your game on, and we will be checking back in with the Urban Radio server just a bit. I'm going to step away, play a little song here, and when we come back, I will talk a little bit about some of the action we've seen here recently on Clan Base. I've been pimping Clan Base like it's my little sexy bitch, and a lot of good action over there. We'll be right back. It's Oswald right here on at TSN.
I don't wanna talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say. No more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small. Beside the victory, there's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence, building me a home, thinking I'd be strong there. But I was a fool, laying by the rules. The gods make wrong with thine, their minds as cold as thine, and someone like I used to kiss you. Does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. The judges will. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.
Welcome to the Esports Revolution.
Revolution. Epileptic Gaming. The Lecture. Open Bar. In the Mix. The Pawn Biggie Program. That 80s Music Show. Urban Radio. The O Club. And gaming coverage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Esports Revolution. TSN. www.tsncentral.com.
You're listening to TSN, brought to you by speakeasy.net.
www.tsncentral.com.
And it's Oswald back with you live on TSN. Thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to Little Urban Radio, the show we do each and every week dedicated to the Quake 3 mod Urban Terror. For those of you who are just tuning in and wanting to know what the hell I am doing, I actually got a PM saying that. What the hell are you doing on air? Well, I'm doing my radio show, which we have been doing for just over about a year and 2 months now. So not sure where you've been, but we are glad you have tuned in, regardless of what you think of it, right? We do have some matches coming up tonight. Tonight on Server 1, you can catch Apostle taking on X-Factor. They are going to be playing a little Quake 3 deathmatch for Rebirth. Match starts at 9 p.m. Eastern with Trillion, so be sure to tune in. Check out all your Quake 3 action right here on TSN. As I said, this past week I've been spending a lot of time over in the Clan Base. Probably the biggest ladder league over in Europe. Hell, I would actually say they're probably bigger than what we have here in North America. Maybe, I don't know. Like I said, I don't spend much time in the leagues, but you know what? I've really gotten into Clan Base here recently. They're running three ladders, actually two ladders currently, two leagues for Urban Terror right now. They have a Nations Cup and an Open Cup. The main Nations Cup is exactly what it says, countries taking on each other. And the Open Cup, they actually have two divisions, the Division 1, the Premier Division, and Division 2, which, as I understand it, same pool of gamers, but just, I guess, lower skill levels. I'm sure some of the Europeans are going to smack me for that comment. Fumla, go right ahead and do it. I know you will. But all the gaming action's been very good this past week and a half. Coming up this Sunday, we will be bringing you the semifinals of the Clan Base Nations Cup. It's going to feature Sweden taking on Germany. The winner of that match will move into the finals against Portugal. Map is yet to be scheduled, as I'm trying to get to the Clan Base site here, and I'm having a little bit of lag. Once we get there, we'll talk a little bit more about it, I hope. Some of the other action that's been going on over in Clan Base, we actually wrote about here on the TSN webpage. Division 1 finals are set. We saw Majesty this past Tuesday defeat AJS, Armin's Jager Skola, to make their way into the finals. They'll be taking on a longtime clan, House Valhalla. House Valhalla from Sweden. Bunch of good gamers, known them for quite a while. Destined to be a very, very good match. Hopefully you guys will tune in for that once we get a date on that. And in the consolation match, the Bronze Cup match, as they call it, it's going to be Clan No Offense taking on AJS. And in Division 2 action, Los Campos Fragging Force, Clan LKFF, defeated Crip 54. So that means Los Campos Fragging Force will move into the finals against Clan 666, The Beast. There will be a consolation map. It's going to be a match. It's going to be the Abjects taking on a Crip 54. Again, we have a lot of matches coming up here on TSN. All Clan Base. I've been talking to Seffy over at the Stronger Than All League, and we are trying to schedule everything for the Stronger Than All playoffs now. And that, I should have some information. I'm going to contact him probably this weekend, but we will be trying to bring you all of the playoff action right here on TSN with GTV, believe it or not. We'll actually have probably two cameras in GTV, one on the Shoutcaster, depending on who that is, and a second one, your typical camera that basically follows gamers around in the first-person mode. I said the Shoutcaster is going to have a camera most likely, but I know many gamers have said they don't like the way that happens because you can actually rotate around the axis of that camera, and seeing as I'm in a free-float mode, or Whispers, or Van Selly, or Jeff T are in a free-float mode, then it becomes a little bit difficult for you to watch what we're looking at. I see Wes spamming the IP address for the Clan HOH SID Urban Radio server. It is 64.180.91.204 standard port. We are just rotating into Turnpike. Turnpike, there's a map I've gotten quite a bit of this past week and a half. Every map, every match I casted at Clan Base, we were playing Turnpike. Plays very well, come to think of it now, as I've watched it from above here for a couple of rounds. As I'm in the game here getting my ass whooped. What else? I didn't want to do that. I actually just wanted to float around the map here. And there we go. Like I said, many gamers were not really sure what to think of Turnpike. It was Woo's first map that was actually released for the mod. But after watching several rounds on it here, it plays very well. It plays very fast. Very little camping in the map. There are some spots where you can hole up in a defensive position. But for the most part, it is all about the rush. It is all about the sniper rifles. And hopefully you guys have found a couple of servers out there playing that. And I see everybody making fun of me in there. What else is new, right? Yeah, showing off those skills I don't have. So be prepared. Hopefully you guys will tune in. We are looking for some good support here for Urban Terror as we go into the finals, not only for Stronger Than All, but for Clan Base. I see we do have another opening over at Cal once again for the Urban Terror League. It seems the previous admin, I guess, either couldn't hack it or it was too much or wasn't doing a good job, but he is gone, and it looks like Seth of Cal has once again taken over that ladder. So if you think you can do an admirable job, have some experience, and feel free to submit some sort of an application, hell, just even email Seth and say, hey, what about me? Can I admin this league? Because unlike some of the other leagues, Cal's very big in things like Counter-Strike. But for Urban Terror, it's the smallest league we have. There's only one ladder there. And there are some good clans on the ladder, as you would find in Stronger Than All and Team Warfare and OGL. But for some reason, we cannot keep an admin over there. The previous admin, for some reason, got fed up, quit, and went over to another game that we won't really discuss. But I guess he couldn't hack it either. Anyway, we are looking for another admin in the Cal League. So if you would like to help out, think you have what it takes to be an admin, then feel free to email them and see what they say. There's also been a lot of discussion this week on Punkbuster. There is actually an official statement made over on their website. I'm sure many of you have seen it now that they are actually closing down their forums. Why is this? Because misinformation can hurt a program like Punkbuster. You know, it would be, you know, similar to what we do here. I mean, we could actually close down our forums, but, it really wouldn't work that well for us. I guess they had quite a few undesirable people hanging out on their forums. Their official statement is, after taking a long, hard look at our support offerings, it was obvious that email-based support is far more effective and helping most users in providing an open forum. Our support staff works directly and one-on-one with users and admins who are having problems that is not covered here in the frequently asked questions, the FAQ. There was too much misinformation being posted on the forums, and new users were often overwhelmed trying to find the answer to simple questions. Saw that many times over there. Unfortunate, but as they said, they do have a very good support center, if you want to call it that. I know I've gotten many emails from a couple of gamers who have CC'd me in on their communications back and forth with Even Balance. The last one was actually with Tony Ray himself. For those of you who know Tony Ray is, he actually leads up Punkbuster. But it was kind of cool to actually see Tony Ray that involved. I sort of compare it to how we here at Silicon Ice are involved with the community, with our work. So we'll see how that goes. Many people are also... Many people are also a bit frustrated with Punkbuster. It seems more and more are having their keys banned from play because some other bozo in the community has gotten the key somehow, and it's turned into be a bit of a problem here. So that's my take on Punkbuster. I still support them. I think they have a great product. I know I'm probably in the minority here, but, anything that helps to deter cheating is a good thing. Yeah, I know it has probably hurt some gamers who actually legally went out, paid their $29, $39, or $49.99 for Quake 3 and ended up having their key banned. You know what? I'm sure if I were in your position and I paid $50 for my game and its key were banned, I'd be a little burnt too, especially this far along in the development as we are. I mean, if I lost my key, what would I do? Shit, I'd be screwed as well. I'd have to go out and find a Linux copy and get a key. So we'll have to see how that plays out here. I know we still have big things planned for Urban Terror, as we've been saying. We have a new version on the way that's already into about the fourth version now being tested. And, of course, we have a Beta 3, which is the big one. That is what we want to achieve, actually get out of Beta and get into being a Version 1. So with that said, that's a little of what we have been doing. When we come back, we'll drop into the Urban Terror radio server and see what's going on. It's Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN.
calling the tech support network. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Lisa Patrick Hughes, and I'm trying to set up a shoutcast station, but I don't know what to do and what to use. What's Winamp?
The Team Sportscast Network. We are not your f***ing tech support station. So stop asking us, noobs. GTSSN.
Service announcement for f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb or two or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by pussy bitch or ass damn motherfucking stupid f***ing bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse. Are you ready?
Ready.
That's right. You better be ready. That's all we can say. It is coming, but once it gets here, it's going to be pretty damn big. So we hope you stick around here on at TSN to find out what the hell we are talking about. But as I said, it is going to be very big. And one correction here before every bone in my body is broken. I got to make a correction here. House Valhalla is not Swedish. They're Danes. They're from Denmark. That was my bad. I knew that, but for some reason I called them Swedish. Sorry, guys. So I had to make that correction. This weekend you can go catch the 48-hour UT Sanctuary Marathon. You know where to find it at. Yes, you do. Thunder, once again, hosting it over at his playpen. It starts at 2100 GMT, so just about... what, 3 hours from now, I would say. Yeah, just about 2 hours from now, probably about when we end the show here. It'll go all the way until the Sunday, January 2nd, ending about the same time, 2100 GMT. 48 hours of CTF goodness on one of the newest maps, UT Sanctuary. If you haven't played UT Sanctuary, then where the hell have you been? Very cool map. Barbecue once again coming up with something very unique in UT Sanctuary. It's actually created for a bomb mode, which is coming very shortly. Beta 2.7. At first glimpse, it just is a sanctuary. You run around saying, "Well, this is pretty. Why did they do this? This isn't urban terror." But a closer look reveals a launch control center, a nuclear missile warhead, and some strange ladder that leads down into oblivion. So, take a closer look at that. Also, go find the squirrel and the woodpecker. Barbecue did a very nice job on UT Sanctuary. It's been getting many compliments throughout the community. Once again, Barbecue has come up with something that's quite impressive. He has learned a bit more since his days with UT Rommel. I know many people had quite a few frames per second issues on that map. But Sanctuary is a completely different map, and I do think you will agree. It's one of the better playing maps, and we cannot wait to get bomb mode implemented in that map. Okay, so as I said earlier in the intro, we have been working on another new patch here, a 2.7 patch. I believe we're on about the third build. We do have it up on our test servers. And sort of debated debated if we wanted to actually talk about what we've been doing. I have a list of about 12 changes that we've done so far. Right now, some of the things that we have been working on, the spawn code has been improved once again. Density hard at work on the code. And actually, for all the coders, we finally got the CVS server up and running. So Density 27 and High C seem to be doing things a lot quicker, a lot more complete. Hopefully this will just be one of those things that leads to a more complete, more bug-free Beta 2.7. Again, we think it will be. I don't think we'll have the kind of issues we had with 2.6, where the files get corrupted during the compile right at the end there, where it really screws everything up and causes nothing but grief for the gamers and for the development team. So as I was saying, the spawn code once again has been improved. Hurt no longer displays when specking an injured player. The weapon drop there that you see at the end of the round has been fixed. A 999 flag carrier no longer causes the flag to disappear. We've lowered the bandwidth used for the minimap arrows. That's something High C's been working on here recently. The server entity code changes have been should eliminate some of the server crashes. I know we're still getting quite a few emails from some of the server admins who are running some server patches that we have out there in the community. We should have many of those issues resolved, we hope, coming up in the next release. The minimap flag indicator displaying in a team survivor when you aren't carrying a flag in CTF, but now, huh? Sorry, I'm trying to read this as we go along, and it just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't show. Okay. Yeah, we'll skip that one. Weapons no longer display when in the free float spectator. Some of you saw that where you could actually go into spec mode, and you're sitting there and you see your hands on the weapon, which, again, another issue resolved. Ghosts can kick vote. Dead players' pings are displayed in the scoreboard. You can kill 999 players. And we have something that we're testing that I'm actually not going to talk about because that could probably spawn a little bit of a debate within the community, but it is something dealing with medics that we do think will be to everybody's advantage when it is released. Also been a lot of discussion on headshots. Many people feel that the headshots once again have gone up. They have increased. In the time that I've been watching the clan base matches, and I actually posted this, And I'm not going to say it's a relatively small group of people. I mean, there's been, you know, I think we've casted maybe a group of about eight or nine clans now. Actually, eight clans, I think it's been. And in six or eight rounds, 20-minute rounds, there hasn't been more than about four or five headshots. Unlike the public service where you go out there and, I mean, it seems that every other kill is a headshot. It just has not been happening in the clan matches. And, of course, the clan matches are going to differ quite a bit from public matches, right? Clan matches are going to differ from public matches. That's what I'm trying to say. So I'm trying to get down a drink of water here, but it's not going to happen. The stats, I don't know. We'll have to see. Everybody runs stats. You know, they're saying, well, post your stats. Let's see how many headshots we're getting. Well, of course, if you're going to be using a weapon that predominantly, you know, is going to give you a one-kill headshot like a sniper rifle or even like the MP5K, which is basically going to spam you, the numbers are probably going to be a bit tainted. But we'll have to see. We are talking about it. Some information I've gotten here from the coders that the head makes up only about 15% of the entire vertical model. So it is relatively a small portion. a small portion of the entire model, but yet it's a very large percentage of headshots is what we continue to see. So that is something that we are looking at, I guess, resolving here. Many people do wear a helmet. As I see Grape Ape dropping in, hey, I do want to say, Grape Ape, congrats to you guys on Shaven Ape Brigade, 8-0 so far over in the Flags Division. Congrats. Hopefully you guys take the Flags Division. We'll see how that goes. So we'll have to see how it goes. Maybe part of it is a weapon issue with the MP5K being somewhat of a spam machine here, especially on the public servers where gamers can just basically point and shoot. But we'll actually have to see what we do. We are talking about it. It is something that is fresh in our minds. So once that's resolved, hopefully you guys will get a bit of a different feeling when you play the next version of Urban Terror. Going to step away once again here. Got a few things I need to do when we come back. We will drop into the Urban Radio server. Check out all the action going on in there. See who is playing. And come back with some more information. It's Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN.
The following is a paid public service announcement from the Parents Against Elite Haxers Foundation.
Billy and I used to play. we used to play a lot. Because Billy was my friend. And one day, Billy and I were playing. Billy was shot through a wall.
Please, don't let lead haxers affect your life. If you know or are someone that needs help, please do the right thing.
We'll be right back.
me over the floor. You look so precious. 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 You look so precious.
TSN on Speak.
We're the gamers who sit on our asses and watch everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Team Sports Network.
Oh, yeah. Chicks do dig us. And speaking of chicks, I do want to give a quick shout out here to the Q Girls, Trillion and a DA. Hanging out in Pound at TSN. They say shout out to Oswald, the sexy Q Girls slave boy. And I guess you had to be at QuakeCon 2002 to understand the reasoning behind that. But you know what? You missed all that. But you can go over to TSNCentral.com and click on the photo gallery and check out all the action from the three-day event. Rest assured, TSN will be at QuakeCon 2003. And I know we're all looking so forward to that event once again this year. Last year was quite a big event. A lot of Quake 3 action thanks to DJ Wheat. A lot of Return of Castle Wolfenstein with here Warwitch. And in between, we had interviews, we had music, we had DJ Juno and DJ Breaker with the little scratch-off. So it's a good time. We also have another LAN coming up at the end of February here. Blanks. And Wheat are going to be traveling to Boston to cast that LAN. And I'm trying to look to see what that LAN is. I feel bad I don't have that up here because I know I'm going to get smacked down by management here. The ILG LAN? Ooh. Ah, yes, the unprepared shoutcaster. That is me. Anyway, I'm going to try to go to that LAN with those two as well. Games will be casting Quake 3, Warcraft 3, and I believe some Counter-Strike. So we'll actually have to see how that goes as we're still waiting for Blanks to get on the radio and cast a match. It looks like I do want to mention another match here coming up Sunday. After you listen to the Urban Terror Clan Base semifinal Nation Cup match, Sweden versus Germany, you can catch DA rocking the mic here. A little Quake 3 deathmatch again for Rebirth. This is round one action. Who is it? Is KM Flame taking on D, a tasty pie. A tasty pie taking on Flame here. A little Quake 3 mano-a-mano action. So catch that. 11 p.m. Eastern with DA. So we are back here at Little Urban Radio going on Friday, the end of January. So I look outside. It's a nice balmy 80 degrees out here. I'm sure where many of you are, you're probably freezing your ass off, but I just had to rub that in because it is so nice out here. And it makes me wonder why I'm still sitting here shoutcasting when I could be down at the beach or out flying or doing something. So we've been getting a lot of flack here recently on our beta testers. Who are they? People maybe I should start it off this way. We had a very closed group of beta testers previously. I guess to a point it was people we knew who we could trust. They were getting all the files, server files, client files, and that caused a few problems. It got leaked. So we decided, you know what? Screw it. We're not going to do that anymore because people can't be trusted, right? I guess that would be the common way to think of something like this. So we got a little bit smarter. QuakeCon 2002 rolled around, and we gave out only client files. So if I gave the client files to Thumber from House Valhalla and Roadkill, they could actually play on the server together, but we would be in control of the server files, so you would have to play on our server. Thus, we sort of protect ourselves. It can't be leaked, and if the client files are leaked, big deal. We have control of the password. We have control of the server. I mean, you guys may or may not be able to play. Unfortunately, there was a leak at QuakeCon. Server files got out. They got passed around. People got pissed. So we sort of, again, went into that little close shell there that we have and decided to change our policies on how we beta test. Well, with 2.6, we started to open up once again. We started distributing client files to everybody. it started particularly with our quality assurance team, which was about 30, 40 people, give or take, at any one time. We had people from Europe, people from North America, and, oh, yes, even people from Canada. and it went well. And as we got closer to a release, we actually started giving out the client files to people who would ask us, hey, can I beta test? Yeah, sure. Here's the client files. Hop on the server and play. Cool. Still, it was very difficult to get feedback at that time. Very, very hard to get feedback because even with a large group of people, like 40 or 50 people, just trying to organize games and get some legitimate feedback, or maybe if Blade Killer and Density needed something to be tested right away, it was still very hard with our small quality assurance group to get that done in a timely fashion. So we decided to change things up here with this last release of Beta 2.6 Alpha. We left it up to Blade Killer. She started handing client files out to everybody. I mean, we're talking clan members here. We're not talking the common gamer, the gamer like myself who goes out not to play because he wants to win every time, just because he wants to go out and have fun. Now, I know that group of gamers is much larger than the hardcore gamers who play in clans, who are out there to win, who want to be on top. That group is much smaller, but they are a more dedicated group, and I'm probably going to get a lot of feedback for this, as I'm trying to find a post that I wrote after reading a bunch of information over on Gamma Sutra, reading up about development teams, things like that, and just some of the comments as it relates to testing of game files, testing of files. Even as it pertains to mods, still, they jive. They work together. I mean, granted, we are not id Software, we are not Ravensoft, but the way we test is the same way they test. I mean, I was involved in testing Soldier of Fortune 2, and like we did, we gave files out to gamers. Raven Software gave files out to gamers, and we tested. So here's a little passage that I think really strikes what we're trying to achieve here. It says, take a Mylana and trust the gamers a little more when making design and project decisions. They know what makes a great game, and gamers will work harder for you if they know they're working on a great game. So, as we've been told, we have a great game, a great mod, Urban Terror, been around since 2000. So we're trying to put everything from basically 2.5 behind us. We have hesitated to trust the gamers, but based on the feedback and interaction with the latest release, Beta 2.6 Alpha, this statement that I just read becomes all more true. The gamers know what they want, and while our test group is still somewhat small compared to the community, like I said, maybe 100 gamers who helped out in the last test, they are still helping to make the decisions for the majority. I mean, before it was a small group of some skilled, some not-so-skilled gamers making the decisions for the community, and we basically took a lot of flack for that. So now we've changed up our procedures, changed up our testing, given the files to basically a larger group of people. This larger group is actually a more concentrated group because they are now clan gamers. They are, you know, they are that small percentage that knows what makes a game good. And I'm not saying those who are not skilled don't know, don't understand what makes the game good. They do, but the reason they play and the reason the clan gamers play, the hardcore gamers, are two different worlds. And after reading some more information, I came across some other things as it relates in general to a gaming community. Games and game content cannot be all things to all people. Games have failed to attract mass audiences in large measure because developers have chosen to cater to the hardcore gamer enthusiast. It's one of those narrowest demographic segments in the marketplace for entertainment product. And that's what I just said. We're catering to a large group of people playing Urban Terror, but when it comes to the development, we focus that on a smaller group of people. There's been very little R&D effort, research and development effort, to make a move, to move games beyond the hardcore player demographic. And even though it's not where the mass market is, a fascination with hardcore gamers has caused developers to accept the reality of ever-lengthening development schedules and rising production values. So as I said, it's interesting how professional companies will target a narrow segment, which is the hardcore gamer, when it comes to development. It's something that I know we've ignored in the past, and hopefully we can learn from, you know, if you want to call it a mistake, learn from our mistake and try to get our community, the people who play the mod on a regular basis in a clan every day, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 hours a day, more involved in what we're doing in helping to, I don't want to say make some of the decisions, but give us some more of the more critical feedback that we can actually take and use, not something you find over on the forum saying, dude, the mod sucks, I don't like the SR8 zoom, fix it. Well, that doesn't go very far. That'll go in one ear, out the other. Thank you, thread a closed drive through, forum Nazi. So anyways, that's my little rant there on the beta testers. People continue to keep asking us, who are the beta testers? Well, if they want to be heard, I'm sure they'll speak up. There's really no surprise. I know we've had some of the bigger clans, Clan Pit Test, some of the guys over at UTZ, a lot of Europeans have tested, Clan DD, Donning Dark, Zool from Europe, Clan Boss, Silicon Soldiers, Rogue, Shaven 8 Brigade, Enigma, Unified, Black Ops Squadron, if I didn't say them. So, I mean, the development team has sort of selected some of the hardcore gamers to help out testing Beta 2.6 and beyond. And hopefully it turns out right. Right now we feel it has helped, and 2.6 has been a very big success. And yeah, I should sort of clarify something. Clan gamers are not the only skilled gamers. I should have made that distinction. Clan gamers can suck. Hell, I mean, if Sid were a clan, I would be the ass of the train here because I am terrible. Hardcore gamers is probably a better term. Hardcore gamers can be both in the general mass of gamers. They can also be in a clan. But skilled, yeah, skilled, that was a bad word to use. Skilled can be anybody. They don't have to be in a clan. So, yeah, thanks, S. I don't like llamas or noobs. Fix it. Jawohl, we will fix it. So that's my little rant there, and next week I will give you guys a chance to rant at something. I'm picking out a topic here, and you can put pen to paper and send me an email next week, as I just got a little too lazy this week. I got up a little too late, too, and wasn't able to get everything done. So what can I say? Oh, I also, Clan Triad also tested with us, too. So, who knows? Look at gents. Yeah, you heard it here. UTZ is hardcore. You know what I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying. If not, you can fear the wrath of Oswald. That's right. My wrath. Fear it. See, Spellbinder and I are probably the same skill level when it comes to gaming. We're not the hardcore gamers. We like to game. We have fun at it. He's in a clan. I'm not. So we're basically... never mind. I think I've worn that out. I'm going to take a break. I need something to drink. We'll be right back. It's Oswald right here on Urban Radio, hosted by TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
Let's review, shall we?
Hey!
Earlier this summer, we covered UVA Land 4 live from Virginia.
All he's got to do is hold on to that flag. No, he can't do it!
Oh, my God!
Then we moseyed on down to Texas and broadcasted QuakeCon live on location.
QuakeCon 2002, come on! Oh, yeah!
Then we got lost in New York City for the World Cyber Game U.S. Finals.
WCG U.S. Championships. You may cheer now.
After that, it was off to Korea for the World Cyber Game Grand Finale.
On day one of WCG 2002, I have finally connected to the stream. Not from home, not from New York, not from Dallas, but from Daejeon, Korea.
So, maybe we should take a break. Nah, that's where we've been.
This is
where we're going?
QuakeCon 2003, live from Dallas, Texas. The Intel Masters Championships. The World Cyber Games in 2003. And your online favorites such as Bob 2. You're locked on
to your esports revolution for 2003 and beyond.
This is the Team Sportscast Network.
TSN.
Ah, that's right, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. As I get pummeled, as I just drop into the server here, we are on the HOH Silicon Ice Urban Radio server this week, IP64.180.91.204, and like I said, I'm already dead. And you know what's funny, when it comes to gaming, I really dig what I do here at TSN. I dig being a DJ and bringing everybody the action. Hopefully it showed some improvement. Hopefully you guys enjoy what we do here at TSN, because we all try to be very professional and bring you the best coverage we can of some of the hottest games. As I said, Unreal Tournament 2003, Battlefield 1942, Quake 3, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Soldier of Fortune 2, Warcraft 3, and, of course, Armored Urban Terror. So hopefully you guys dig that, and, you know, you guys are skilled playing, I'm skilled shoutcasting. So that's how it works, is... as we're actually into the map now. I'm following DJ DeCanis, and dude, you better not get me killed as we are on the map. UT Mines. Oh yeah, I'm going to go for grabbing the flag. Oh no, I'm not. Got the LR-300 in hand. Oh, there goes a grenade right behind me. As I said, UT Mines, a very tight map. Like I said, I'm not really sure where I'm going here. Oh yeah, the cone. Clan Pit, the cone, you've been coned. That'll be one of those things that sort of lives in infamy here for the development team, Silicon Ice, from QuakeCon at 2002. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're playing Team Survivor. Not looking for the flag. Ugh, come on, Oz. A grenade! So if you guys want to hop in, 64.180.91.204, the action is on. One of those few maps that actually has lava in it. Yes, that is right. Lava in the map. So we've pimped basically everything we had to pimp. If you have something you'd like to get on air, feel free to send me a private message now. You can find me as on air at TSN Oswald. Just sort of hanging out here, having a good time with you guys today. Just about 12:15 of my time, and I basically don't have any more information. As I said, I had meant to get everything done this week and caught up and bring you guys a kick-ass show, but just ran out of time last night at work. Got a little busy there. Wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. So, after I get off the show here, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be hooking up my new mixer. That's right, my new Behringer MX1804X. It's a monster. I'm looking at it now. It's got like 18 channels on it, 4 inputs. Oh, splooge all over it. It is awesome. I'm looking at it. I cannot wait to get this thing hooked up and start playing with it. So hopefully we'll sound a little bit different next week once we get this thing hooked up and ready to go. As Mungo's giving me some music information here. Slayer wants me to pimp him from Clan Pit. Not really sure why, seeing as all he does on the channel is whack. But other than that, as I said, you can tune in to TSN all this weekend, as we will be bringing you some of the best coverage here of Quake 3 and Urban Terror. Looking forward to that. Also, if you haven't stopped by, go over to the download section, as I'm actually working on updating all the Urban Terror links. I finished the clan base section last night while at work. So now you can actually go over there and click on the downloads tabs. Once there, go all the way down to the bottom and you will see Urban Terror. Click on whichever league you want to, and there we are. We are in the clan base tab right now, checking it all out. Abjects versus 666, AJS versus Majesty, House Valhalla taking on No Offense, Los Campos, Fragging Forest, Crypt 54. It is all there, both semifinal matches. And as I said, good time for everyone. Hopefully you guys will tune in Sunday to hear the semifinal cast of Nations Cup. Germany and Sweden going at it. And you can bet I will be up for that one. Looking very forward to it. Along with some Stronger Than All Flags action this Sunday, I will be casting that as well. I believe, as I check out what Urban Terror matches we have coming up here. As I said, we do have that Nations match. That is the only one. We will get a Stronger Than All match on Sunday. And if things are going the way they are now, I believe I want to get Shaven 8 Brigade some love, since we've sort of ignored them throughout much of the year. I don't think many people are taking them seriously as a contender. Sort of hard to not take a team, a clan, that is currently ranked number one over in the Flags West Division at 8-0. There's a post in the general forums about predictions as to who's going to win both the Flags and the Frags Division. And most everybody over on the Flag side seems to be leaning towards Enigma, currently 9-0. Rogue sitting right behind him, along with Silicon Soldiers, both at 8-1. Unified also at 8-1, but Unified more known for the Team Survivor than the Flags. But you never know. The East Division is going to be very, very tight. They do take the top 12 teams, I believe, and we go from there. Over in the West, though, Shaven 8 Brigade, 8-0, looking very, very strong, as they will be playing on Sunday. Oops.
Red team wins.
Schedule. We'll try to get that information here for you in just a few minutes, but we'll have to see how that goes. Who did I choose? I actually chose Clan Lick. I know they're only 6-2, the Lickerfish, but you know, I've been very impressed with what they have done previously. I think Lick's a favorite. Pain Incorporated, another solid Flags team, sitting at 7-2, and of course, I'm not going to count out Shaven 8 Brigade, 8-0 over on the west side. In the east, it's basically going to come down to two teams. Enigma, actually three teams. Enigma, Rogue, and Unified. Those are the three I'm choosing. And checking out all the action over on the Flags, or excuse me, the Frags. Again, a big pileup. Not really a big pileup like we have over in the Flags, but the Frags division, a little bit more spread out. Legend and Doggus both 8-1 in the West. Unified undefeated at 9-0 in the East. Clan Fear and Nox both 7-2. And then it gets tight. We have three teams at 6-3. Sis, Boss, and Rogue. So it'll be interesting to catch those matches. We will be posting information on TSNCentral.com once we have the playoff schedule established and what will be casted. Again, a lot of that information is going to have to go through Seffy and Dracosian over at Stay, because we're going to try to work it with them where we can get, like I said, GTV and the Shoutcast simultaneously, so you guys can watch, learn, and listen. Aside from that, that is about the show for today. As I said, not much going on. We do have a lot of stuff happening, but a lot of it is still a bit under wraps. We will be updating the website tonight for those over in North America. Tonight is still 11 and a half hours away, so it will be updated within the next 11 and a half hours. We'll also update the manual for those of you who want to read it. We will have a new CRC checker for those of you who continue to have issues with your pack files. We will have a 2.6 alpha CRC checker up on silicon-ice.com. Before the weekend is out, I do want to thank Dr. 8. Yes, you guys remember Doc, our Australian coder who resigned from the team to pursue his thesis and his doctorate degree down in Australia. Well, just talk to Doc. He is now a lecturer at the university in Canberra, so he's doing well. Still helping out occasionally here on Urban Terror. If there's something I need done, he'll be more than happy to more than happy to help us out.
Red team wins.
I do want to pimp two guys that I have been doing all week, Spawn and Lord over at Clan Base. I know it's sort of been rough at times between the three of us here, but I do want to thank them for all their work, all their support on Clan Base. I know it hasn't been easy at times, but just being able to shoutcast all these matches for those guys has just been great. Just love it. Hopefully we'll be able to bring more Clan Base action to you next season, as they are already taking applications. Clans are signing up for the Open Cup. So you can check out all the action, clanbase.com, stronger.org, and calleague.com. With that said, going to have to cue up the music. That's right. It's almost time for my tax appointment. Sorry for the short show today, only about an hour and a half. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in and checking us out once again here on at TSN Central, the Team Sportscast Network. Again, big thanks go out to TSN for hosting the show. Props to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting for hosting all the previous Urban Radio Show files. And, of course, speakeasy.net. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now. My choice when it comes to ISPs. For Silicon Ice Development, I am Oswald. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great Urban Terror weekend. We'll catch you next week. Talk to you later.